That was too high. It's a beautiful day, and there's no better way to say that I am actually grateful. I'm extremely grateful. God has been good to me, and this is me saying thank you. How else can I say thank you? Yeah. You already know I'm gonna give a birthday voice or a birthday show. Now, the thing about birthdays is the fact that it reminds us of so many things. It reminds us of our failures. It reminds us of our success or successes or achievements. It reminds us of how old we're getting. As much as it reminds us of how close we are to death, it also reminds us of how fun it is, of how great it is to live. I wouldn't say that this is the best so far. I would say this is the beginning of greatness. I remember a couple of years back, way back, maybe like 10 years or 15 years back, I had this old electronic diary or journal, and I can still remember vividly how I wrote a particular year. And you know, for some minutes it didn't occur to me until the beginning of this year, that's January, that, young man, did you remember what you wrote in those years? It wasn't as if I even prayed about it. I just wrote it down as a sincere prayer that this is what I want. I want this at this time, this year, and I want that. I'm still hoping everything comes to pass, but it just reminds me of what I wrote then. And you know, also at the beginning of, after a lot of waiting on the Lord, there's a song that came to my head. It might sound funny to a lot of people. And you know, at first when Nathaniel Bassey did the song, I didn't even know that it's a, I didn't know it's an actual song. When he did the song, finally, the Lord has done it, finally. You know, something triggered in me that the Lord has done something. And then, you know, I had to look for it, and then I saw some sort of a funny version. I wouldn't say funny, because it still ministers to me that there's something God is doing already. Do you understand? Testimony Joe. I'm listening to it on Spotify. Testimony Joe, finally. Great song, great guy. I didn't know it was a song until now. But that's the part. With all of the things that has happened, I can only be grateful. I woke up praying and thanking God. I'm not so much of a, some people say, a church guy, spiritual guy. No, I believe in God, and I stand firm in God. And if you don't know God, trust me, you're doing yourself a lot of harm. Now is the time for you to cling close to Him. I'm not even saying that because of what is going on around the world or whatever it may be, but because you need Him. You need Him. Trust me, you need God. So you need to stick to Him more. So like I was saying, after I prayed, thanking God, you know, every year I always try to look at all that has happened over the course of the year, you know, and for some reason I am always sad. Do you understand that I haven't achieved anything? I haven't done anything. I haven't achieved what I am supposed to achieve. The things I should have achieved in a long time. The things I should have conquered. The mountains that should have been broken. The fears that should have gone. The anxiety that should have been crippled. I haven't even achieved anything, you know? And I always tell myself that. Do you understand? Like, it's just ridiculous how we remind ourselves of our failures. And then we hold on to that failure so much that nothing good can come out of this person. I'm not saying I have got everything or successful. No, I'm still begging on God, looking up to Him. like a child will beg the father to give him sweet. I'm just begging him. But you know, while I was reminding myself this morning, the Spirit kept telling me that, young man, just relax. Look at all of this. I know you want to start counting your blessings, and you would see, you know, you want to tell me that the failures are more than the blessings you've got. But count it. Yes, I get you want to count it, even if it's 3 or 2. Count it. And then when I started counting, I discovered that, man, he has actually done so much for me. I've had the best calls today. It's quite unusual for some people to call me, especially on my birthday. And then, you know, I got the first call from this person, and then the other calls, and all of them literally said something similar. The truth of the matter is, everybody's tired. You know, I am literally tired. But this birthday reminded me, or is reminding me, of God's love. I'm grateful for the people I have in my circle. I'm grateful for those who remembered. I'm grateful for those who are dealing with life and so they can't even remember another person. And I'm praying for everyone that is going to put a smile on your face, as he has done for me. Because I can't even believe, I was having a conversation with my mom 2 days before, and you know, she was asking me, so where are you going? I told her, as of that day, I don't think I'm going out. I don't think so. I'm just going to stay at home. Except if my mind changes. And then the day came. That's the birthday. And you know, I was just like, man, there is no cash. You want to? I actually feel like going out. I was ready to just take my bath, ready to dress up and go out. Then when I checked my account, I had to change and then sit. That over, man, just joke, silly. Sit down and just give yourself a treat. Cook something, bread and beans, or pasta, a latadin, with a nice nice mojito, Schweppes mojito. Just have fun, you know, and watch all the soaps you can watch. Had some rom-coms. And I just enjoyed every part of it. Because God is good, you know. This is one of those birthdays that I would say that, yeah, I really enjoyed it. You know, things worked out. And it also reminded me of what it means to actually love. I remember telling my friends that I'm looking for my reap. You know, the movies I saw today, not because I just wanted to see them. It just reminded me that no matter how crazy it is, when you love someone deeply, that is strong, it is hard to just let him off your head. And I'm grateful for the person I love. I'm grateful for those who love me. And I'm grateful for the people that I love so much. It is actually crazy that I'm saying this. But I'm just grateful. I'm extremely grateful. And I just want to use this opportunity to say thank you. This is not supposed to be long. And I don't know why I keep talking. I just want to say thank you so much to everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know if I should let you in on the song that I have been listening to. Finally, finally, the Lord has done it. Finally, finally. That's my testimony, Joe. I just want you to have fun. And see you next year. See you tomorrow. Bye.